Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
What's up, Ross?
And Dylan
Billy
Schifrin.
Boy.
People don't even know your name. You cut me off.
Yeah.
Dylan.
You fuck it up anyway. Who cares?
Dylan Shivery.
Yeah, that's good.
That's right, bitch. Announcement. Please leave us a review and a rating. Isn't that exciting?
Okay. Not only that, but you need to tell your friends about us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We're trying to grow this damn thing.
We would appreciate it.
And we can't do it without you people.
Tell somebody you love dearly.
Look, you clearly aren't buying our products. At least spread the word a little bit.
If you got a friend and you're like, man, this guy loves sports too, I bet he'd like this sports show I listen to called Backdoor Cover. Go tell him about that.
If you like listening to people talk about sports who may not be super knowledgeable about it, but can still make sense of some stuff.
God, why you gotta make it negative?
That's for us. That's us.
We like sports, but not enough to like be nerds about it.
Yeah, we're not nerds. We're just normal dudes who watch, like drink and watch sports.
I don't know stats. I might not remember the score from like yesterday because that's not that important. I know who won.
Sure.
I remember who got his head knocked off, like shit like that.
We remember who covered the spread.
Oftentimes, I do remember who covered the spread. That's the important shit.
But we have fun.
Yeah.
And you have fun listening to us, so tell your friends.
Yeah. The national championship game is set.
It's tonight.
Tonight.
Huh?
Bama versus Georgia in Atlanta.
Dan, don't say what you want to say.
The mybookie.ag line is Bama minus four. I was trying to pause to give you a second to make a University of Central Florida joke.
We spent like 2 hours last
week. We did. We're done.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Disney parade passed the eye test. My national champions, of course. Troll Knights.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't have known that happened unless you put it on Twitter, by the way.
I sadly knew it happened, but I also have been paying way too close attention to this whole UCF claiming a national championship business.
Troll Knights troll.
Bama minus four is the line on mybookie.ag right now.
That line it seems appropriate to me.
I don't know what the more I've thought about it, and I've spent a substantial amount of time thinking about this because whenever I do decide what I'm going to bet here, and I don't know if I'm going to decide on the podcast or not, when I do, I'll tweet it out and take the opposite. That's the winner.
You're going to take Georgia
no,
plus four.
I don't think so.
You're going to take under 45.5, and you're going to take under the first half line.
Well, you really like Georgia plus four.
Ross is taking Bama. I know that, right?
Probably.
And you're going to sprinkle the money line, Georgia.
I think you're on record saying, I don't care what the line is.
I will not
Bama.
Bet against. If I bet this game, I will bet on Alabama or I will not touch it.
Yeah,
because
that's fair.
I'm not going down again.
What about some prop bets? You got any prop bets for us?
I might do that because the national championship, like the Super Bowl, is the time for prop bets. This is when you football's the best for this.
I love me a good prop bet.
Multi game series such as the World Series or the NBA Finals, not the best for prop bets. Super Bowl, national championship, when it's one game to like for the whole shebang, that's when prop bets are magical.
What color Gatorade you got today?
Like that type of shit.
Yeah.
The coin flip.
I think my favorite one is how long the national anthem will last.
How long the national anthem will last.
Tails never fails, though, with that coin toss.
Let's see what crazy-ass prop bets I got this year. But yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the funnest part of watching.
Can we do another prop bet extravaganza for the Super Bowl, Micah? Can
absolutely.
We make that happen?
Of course.
That's called living, though. When you have like a few units on tails or heads on the coin toss and immediately
lose. I'm
not saying
do that. Yeah. So you start the game way down, and then you have to hit the live bets to try to make it up, and then you just get deeper and deeper in the hole, and by the end of the game, you've lost your mortgage money. Yeah, I know what that feels
like. Yeah,
that's fun. We've all been there.
We have. Yeah. All of us. All of us. Oh, let's see. Got some props here. Yeah, you can do coin flip. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, all that shit, obviously. I love doing the will anybody score three times unanswered? That's a classic. So, like, it can be any type of score.
Yeah, because everybody knows college football. Momentum. It's all about
goal,
momentum.
Touchdown, field goal, safety, touchdown.
Sure.
Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
What are the odds for that?
Can't be minus high. 150 on yes, someone will score three times.
Really?
Unanswered.
That's surprising.
Minus 150?
See, dude, this shit's crazy.
Huh.
Doesn't that seem like free money?
No.
On the other end?
Oh, yeah. On the other side.
Plus 120?
Yeah, so you got to hit yes. You got to fade your logical mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go against your brain.
You go against, like, all three of us just went, well, that's fucking easy to bet. Like, obviously, we bet no. So now you flip that on its head. and bet tails on the coin flip. That's what we're saying.
Historically
right?
speaking, though, I bet it happens way more than you think it does.
No, I know. Cause I've bet this many times and lost.
Yeah.
Because it happens a lot more than you think.
Right.
Like, that sounds insane, especially for this game.
For a national championship
game.
For,
like, for Georgia, Alabama, and what everyone figures will be a relatively low scoring game, which, again, I think you should fade Dan and take the over. I don't know. Nobody knows. That's what makes this fun. It's gambling. You don't know. Fuck.
Oh, Bama, I'm just sick of them being so damn good. This, the run they're on is just stupid.
What do you feel? The more talk I hear from my friends, they are concerned that this will be a boring, methodical.
It's going to be plodding
a classic
game.
SEC game, which is pretty boring.
It's not going to be a beatdown. I think it's going to be the start of Georgia's dynasty. Because they got something cooking in Athens. Like, this is going to be, Georgia's going to win this, and they're going to be around for a long time.
Legitimately think Georgia's going to, that they can put up enough points to make this, they're going to beat Alabama?
Yeah, 2017. Georgia.
Okay. There's Dan's thoughts. Again, I'm not.
Under.
Dude, I don't know.
Under in the first half, under in the game. Georgia plus four, Georgia money line.
What is the first half line? Or first half over.
You got to check it. I thought it was actually pretty low. I think it was like 21 and a half. I still take the under.
Oh, God.
You got the under UGA money line.
Now I'm getting stressed out.
I'm taking Alabama because I can't bet against Saban in the national championship game. Even though, yes, he has lost one or two maybe. But I just can't do it.
I bet against them in the semis, and I'm not doing it again.
Another thing. We have a freshman quarterback against a guy who has already won a national championship. And it's Nick Saban against Nick Saban's protege.
Jalen Hurts hasn't won a national championship.
Oh, yeah, he's 0-1. He started one. Okay, he played in one, but didn't win it. And it's Nick Saban against his protege, Kirby Smart. I don't see him getting outcoached.
What are those stats? Like, Nick Saban's like 11-0 against like his former assistants.
Not like.
It's something ridiculous.
He is 11-0.
And he's
9-2
or something against the spread against his assistants.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
It's due for an L.
Those are historically not great numbers for Georgia. But
that's like Muschamp, right? Or no, that's not Muschamp. Would never coach under Saban. I'm trying to think who's like a.
No, Muschamp was Auburn.
No, it's like five different dudes.
I'm trying to think of like Saban proteges. Mullen. Okay. Yeah, no, I still believe in Kirby.
The guy who was at Florida.
Look.
That they ran off.
I also want to be clear about something. I'm rooting for Georgia. Like, hard.
Oh, I am too.
No matter what.
I
no matter
too.
Where I put my money, I'm rooting for Georgia.
I think Georgia's my favorite SEC program.
I think I might be with you there. And the least insufferable fan base out of all the SEC schools.
I don't
that
mind
I'm
UGA
of.
Fans.
But yeah, man, I'm so sick of seeing Alabama. I'm so sick of Nick Saban's face.
I do agree. I feel like Georgia fans are maybe the most logical and like down to earth people.
I feel like
they
spend more time worried about like normal shit than most SEC fans. Like Georgia, like, you know, they lose and people are still angry and they still have hardcore fans. But also they're like, yeah, I like to go get laid and drink and shit like a normal fucking person.
Until this season, Georgia was the program that always had like a lot of hype going into a season, and then
they would blow it. Yeah.
Mark Richt.
That was Georgia.
And I mean, they gave him ample time to like
Mark
figure
Richt?
Shit out. Yeah, they gave him like a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Was that always? So, that was always Mark Richt teams that were
pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay.
They're always like letting.
Yeah, that definitely became a thing with them. Similar to what am I thinking of? Clemson.
No.
Well, Clemson used to have the Clemson in situation where they'd always like
up
lose
until
to
recently.
A team they
up
have
until
lost, yeah.
obviously last year. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about the game. It's one of the funnest nights of the year for sports.
Can I give my pick real quick, Ross?
Please.
Yeah.
I just like every Bama game that's against another ranked opponent, I choose Alabama 24-6.
So that's an under, though.
It is an under.
24-6.
Bama 24, Georgia 6.
Are you an under?
That's what's so scary is like that wouldn't be that how
that wouldn't be shocking.
No one would be surprised if that was the end score here. No one. If Georgia fails to score a touchdown, I might never watch college football again.
Georgia's gonna put up a fight. They're not.
Surely
they're
score.
Not going down 24-6.
I'm so scared. This is gonna suck.
Alabama
I can't watch
games,
any more bad football. Dude.
Alabama games are so boring to watch. I know they're incredible, but it's just great defense and adequate offense, and they just pummel teams. Like it's just a grinding. It's just, they're not exciting.
How do you think the ratings are gonna be?
So many three and outs.
It's just SEC fans and that's
hard,
it?
It's hard to say because...
How many people on like the West Coast are watching this game?
We know ratings as a whole for like the NFL's ratings are down big time. Does that translate to college football? Like,
no, but I think it translates to an all SEC championship game.
I feel like the national championship's like the Super Bowl. Like you have to watch. Who doesn't watch this? What kind of a weirdo doesn't watch the national championship?
Everyone's watching it.
I don't know, but I don't know. That's a good question, Dan. I don't know how it'll translate. Vegas bettors are big on Bama. This makes it even scarier because normally I'd look at a number like this. All right, 77% of people have Bama to cover the points.
Okay, so that you take Georgia. That's the rule.
That's normally what I would think, but this, it's like, I don't know, man.
When you want ratings, what is your ideal matchup if you want to just ratings be off the charts? I want to say USC Bama. Or maybe Notre Dame, Bama.
Ohio State.
I think it depends because I feel like when you have a really exciting household name player, for instance, like Baker Mayfield became this year for OU.
Yeah,
that would have been good for ratings. Like whether it's in a because you hate him so much or you love him, you know who Baker Mayfield is
versus Saban. That would have been
that
electric.
Helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it's like two powerhouse programs, like that's cool. But I want to know the fucking players. That's what really gets me. To tune it.
I mean, Georgia's got a stable of backs.
Sure, they do. But I don't, like, for instance,
it's going to be Nick Chubb's
I know
final
Jalen
game.
Hurst, but Jalen Hurst isn't getting me to watch the game.
Nick Chubb's been in, like, Athens for about a decade now.
Chubb?
Yeah.
Is it the same? Is it?
He's torn, like, eight ACLs.
They're not, like, running. This is the same fucking guy? Same
no, he Chubb. Has a brother. His brother was defensive end at North Carolina State.
Is that why I know that name?
Yeah, Bradley Chubb.
For so
probably
long?
Not.
No?
I doubt you know who his brother was when he was playing.
How long ago was that?
I mean, he played this year.
Oh,
and he's gonna be a draft pick.
I think we knew about Nick Chubb on a national level because when Todd Gurley got hurt, there were those videos that went viral of Nick Chubb as a true freshman, like looking more ripped than any human being on earth and jumping over everything.
That makes sense. And that
like he became very notorious before he even played a game, and then he was awesome.
Got it. Yeah. Anyway, national championship, exciting stuff. In other college football news, the playoff committee unanimously opposed to expanding the playoff to be 8 teams.
Yay. Continue the cartel.
What is the thought process behind that?
That doesn't make any sense.
An extra game, an extra week?
I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't know what their reasoning is or what anybody's argument is at this point. I do not care. I stopped paying attention to the adding or subtracting of teams nonsense back before the playoff even existed.
Didn't the NCAA, I mean, they like money, right? This would only give them more money.
Yeah, what's interesting about this is everyone on the committee says it's a bad idea, but the committee isn't the people that are in charge of making more money on this, so it really doesn't matter what the committee thinks.
Right.
Well, but they did show a united front saying it
should stay. Don't existing sponsors not want there to be more bowls or something like that?
Well, I mean, I think they would just take the New York Six bowls that weren't already in the playoffs and just make those games.
Okay.
Right?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Peach Bowl would have been a playoff game, Auburn versus UCF.
Right.
Kind of like a playing game. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't unanimously opposed. I don't even know how many people are on the committee. Isn't it like 7 people or some shit?
It's got to be an odd number, right?
No idea.
It would make sense if there was an odd number. 11? Perhaps?
No, but This is the problem.
I don't even know who's on it anymore. It used to be like Archie Manning, Condoleezza Rice was on it for a little bit.
I just always assumed that Condoleezza Rice is the only person there.
What?
She was far and away the most famous person on the fucking committee. So
yeah,
the guy
that heads it now
head.
Is like the athletic director for Texas Tech.
What is the deal with
there's these? Like, I'm sorry to interrupt you here. Yeah, there's like about 12 or 13 people. Kirby Holcutt is the athletic director at Tech, and he is the chair.
Yes.
And it's all men. Condi is no longer a part of this.
She was just one and done, 1 year, and she was out?
I think she was there for two. But
all men, huh?
Or actually, Condi was there for 3 years, 14, 15, and 16.
She did her time.
Why is she gone?
Very unfair.
She got out.
It's 13 people. Sad. 13 men. 13 penises and testicles.
13 angry men.
Presumably, they all have their penises.
Two testicles.
And two testes each per man.
That's what I would assume. but you never
know.
Which
you assume, but you never know. You never know.
Prostate cancer is a real killer.
It is. It's so also like, you know, I know a guy who lost a nut to a baseball when he was playing catcher.
No shit.
It happened.
Everyone always has
what?
Catcher.
How old was he?
Like 36. He was a pitching coach.
Dang.
Yeah. So he didn't have a cup on.
No, he didn't have a cup on. He took a fastball to the testy, and that testy is no longer with us.
Can you tell the story on the Ross Bowen podcast? I went full deeds.
That's kind of all I know. I don't know. Okay. There's not much more to say. His Damn. Testicle exploded. It's gone.
Everyone has a fan or a friend that like gets their testy stuck on like a fence too. Like gets their sack torn open.
I sure don't.
No, not everyone has that.
That's just you, man.
I have multiple friends.
That's just everyone from Florida that has.
You don't need to stop hopping fences. Chain link fences.
Florida, you're from Philly. Everyone in Philly. Yeah. Everyone in Philly knows one guy who's lost a testicle jumping a fence.
Oh, the thought of that is just.
We don't have enough listeners from Philly. We need to grow our. That's our goal for 2018. More Philly.
Is it?
Listeners.
We got to become bigger than 97.5, the
Fanatic. I don't know how we target Philly.
Dan, how do we target your people?
Talk about. I mean, they love to listen to people talk about sports.
I know they do, but we need to get more Philly trash, like, actively involved. We'll talk about this off
Maybe not call him trash. That might be a step one.
I don't think so. Dan likes it when we call him trash.
Do you,
Philly people enjoy this.
I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent to being called trash. Okay, moving on. North Dakota State defeated James Madison 17-13 to win the FCS championship.
We had ourselves a push.
If you had yourself a push.
Our producer was at this game. Micah was there.
For the record, I followed. Dan got +4 on James Madison. And the line moved a little, and I chased Dan, but I got +3.5, and I did not push. I fucking lost. Mm.
It was very evident that James Madison was the better team, but they just couldn't punch it in, couldn't score.
Yeah, just a couple notes on this game. I went to Frisco, Texas. Which
Why
boo-boo.
Were you there?
With Boo Boo.
Well, my Boo Boo is a James Madison alum.
Please don't say Boo Boo.
And that's her official podcast title. Anyway, we went to the game. She alerted me after the game ended that the last game they went to, the Dukes also lost, and in between they have won 26 games in a row. So she is obviously to blame. That's why I'm not giving her real name here.
Man, yeah, you want James this Madison's game is, rabid fan base chasing after your
this
girlfriend.
Game was played in a 20,000 seat soccer stadium in Frisco, Texas.
Hot.
Very bizarre that they play it there, but it was fun. There were a lot of North Dakota State fans. Last year, big T-shirt Matt went to this game, and he complained that the level of play was pathetic. There were lots of mistakes, and I was like,
"It's the FCS."
Yeah, and I was like, "You know, you're just being rude." He said that the high school games around here are better played.
Wow!
And then I went to the game, and not only was James Madison better, they dropped 5 or 6 unbelievably easy catches and had 4 turnovers. And their coach, who they just signed to a 10-year extension, bungled a play, a timeout at the end of the first half in a way that should get like a middle school coach fired. So I have to say, I think Big T-Shirt Matt was right.
He's on to something.
He was on to something.
Wow.
Level play, not up to what I was expecting.
And they had like a last-minute drive to take the lead, and they just kind of...
They had a chance at the end.
A team that had won 26 games in a row, you would expect them to be a little cleaner.
You'd expect them to execute, and they did not.
I can't tell you how depressing it was to watch this unfold on Gamecast. Not even Gamecast, like the Yahoo app. And it was giving me incorrect stats.
You sent me like stats that like JMU rushed for like 600 yards. Yeah. I don't think that's right, Ross.
I texted Dan. I was like, how the fuck are we losing? Like, what are these? They had like 4 times, 5 times the rushing yards of their fucking opponent on this thing.
This game was on ESPN2. You could have just
I wasn't in my home.
Live on your,
I was
on your
in
phone.
I was out and about.
Yeah. I was watching on Gamecast as well while watching Mother, which don't waste your time, people.
Anyway,
it's a terrible film.
I just want to say a big respect to especially the North Dakota State fans. They showed up in a big way. JMU fans were would outnumbered. Those North Dakota State people, they are...
That is a powerhouse, by the way.
They are there, and they deserve all the credit.
They're stacking natties.
North Dakota State seniors, I think, were like 69-6
in
their tenure.
Yeah, this was their fifth championship, I think.
That's where Carson Wentz went, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just...
North Dakota,
it's a power.
It's cold up there.
So all praise be to them. Congratulations.
It's half of a state.
It's just... only the school is there. That's it.
The guy behind us was saying that last week, James Madison, or 2 weeks ago, whenever the last game was, they beat South Dakota State, who's like a top 5 ranked team. And if like the Dakotas were just one state, they could maybe have like a real Division I football team.
Dakota.
The FCS, man.
Well, no one,
those days.
No one wants to schedule North Dakota State like at the beginning of the season because they always beat somebody. Like Iowa always knock off Iowa.
They'll fuck up your whole season, yeah.
They're good.
That's what they do in North Dakota. Ice fishing and season fucking.
Still, though, go Dukes.
Why is this game in Frisco? Is it every year in Frisco?
Every year in Frisco. I think it's they've been doing it for 7 or 8 years, and North Dakota State's been at like 6 or 7 times.
Damn, dude. So you're
it's
not kidding.
Strange.
They run the FCS.
Is it because it's a reasonable trip for most Midwest powerhouses?
I don't even know where Frisco is.
Frisco is north of Dallas, about 30 miles north of Dallas.
I don't even know where North Dakota is.
And there's just nothing there. This is where the Dallas FC MLS team plays.
Well, they feel at home, North Dakota State. There's nothing there.
Yeah. I'm looking at it on a map. There's no way that this is the location based on convenience to the rest of the country.
No. Well, Dallas, as you guys know, Dallas has two huge airports that are accessible from pretty much anywhere in the world. I don't know why it's there. Let me just be clear. It doesn't really make sense. North Texas has a lot of hotel rooms, and they're used to this. But I'm sure the city of Frisco is paying the NCAA a lot of money, basically.
You think?
Yeah, that's why
the FCS championship?
The city of Frisco is like Dubai with smaller buildings. Like, you drive by, and it's just nothing but cow pastures and brand new buildings everywhere.
Damn,
it's very tight. Bizarre. It's worth the drive through. You'll never go through there.
Dubai,
you're going to Oklahoma.
Dubai.
Yeah, it's Dubai.
What?
North Texas, Dubai.
We need to go to Frisco.
But with like a lot more cheesecake factories and right. Shit like that.
That's classy. Classy. All right. Hey, hit up manoutfitters.com. Manoutfitters.com is a huge part of what we do here at Grand X. Support the podcast by checking out Man Outfitters. We're giving you a code for 15% off your order of $150 or more, including free shipping. That code is Underboy. Underboy. One word.
What are you going to be tonight? Underboy.
Underboy. Okay.
Oh, come on, Dan.
You could have phrased that better.
You just made that weird, man.
Underboy.
Georgia.
15% off. I know what you mean, but, you know. Man Outfitters got great stuff. Ton of new stuff coming out in the very near future. So keep an eye on the site. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what new stuff we're getting, but just keep an eye.
Look, there's a lot of stuff is on sale right now, too. I know as I put together an ad
this morning.
It's
the end of the season, bruh.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff I think is up to like 70% off. It's
you get
insane.
An extra 40% off Vineyard Vines using the code WHALE17.
Get a Grayers sweatshirt. Grayers. Grayers.
Is that what you're wearing?
I'm not. But I got one in last week, and I wore it, and it is most dope.
Did you get...
It's marked down right now. That's
did
what
you
I'm
have sex with it on?
I did not have sex with the sweatshirt on, no.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Underboy, 15% off. Manoutfitters.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Talk NFL. Make some picks on the next round. Excuse me. Talk NHL, NBA. And then we'll wrap it up. If you're a big Game of Thrones fan, we are doing the Knights Rewatch on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, our Game of Thrones podcast. Starting back with season one, we're only through a few episodes so far. Plenty of time for you to jump on. We're doing one podcast episode per episode of the show to be as prepared as we can for the final season of Game of Thrones. Come join the Knights Rewatch. Subscribe to Oysters, Clams, and Cockles on iTunes. All right, we're back. Let's talk about the NFL. To recap our picks from last week, Dylan went 4-0. That's nice.
Shout out to me.
Shouts to yourself.
Shouts to myself.
I went 2-2, and Dan went 2-2.
Word.
No one had a losing week.
How about that?
How about that? We're really doing it, guys. The Jags beat the Bills 10-3 in what was
a trash football game.
They desperately tried to frame this up as like a defensive showdown, a field position battle. They kept referencing the wind, how windy it was. Bortles would miss a wide-open receiver 8 yards
Bortles
away.
Is trash.
Whoa, hold on. Yeah, took over the game with his legs, mind you.
Okay, he did. He can't throw a football.
Threw the only touchdown in the game. No interceptions. And he didn't waste one of his good games on the Bills.
I saw him miss.
He's only got so many good games.
I saw him miss like an 8 yard
That's what I'm saying.
Pass like by like 3 out. Yards.
No, he's truly awful.
He's
and
terrible.
But, dude, the desperate attempts of Romo and whoever was doing this game with him to, like, frame this thing up were so brutal.
And our co-host, Dan.
I mean, he had
and,
no...
And Dan, who's... yeah.
He had no running game.
He's actively
Leonard
attempting.
Fournette ran for, like, 50 yards on 20 carries.
What does that
carries?
Have to do with his, like, yeah, really bad inaccuracy?
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm saying Bortles is terrible, and every pass I saw him throw was bad.
Hey, man, he ran for 88 yards.
Yes, he did.
Took over the game with his legs.
Did he run for more yards than
he passed?
For?
He did.
That's what you want in a
quarterback. Said that's less than ideal.
I kept seeing people say Blake Vick, which is the worst joke nickname of all time. No, like no one would even know who you were referring to if you just said that out of context.
At least he has a good sense of humor about it. You ever see his like post-game interviews?
Yeah, no. I mean, he's a cool dude, and he has...
He's just a good dude.
He is, but he's fucking terrible at throwing the football. I mean, just unbearably
Trent
bad.
Dilfer said when he was coming out of the draft that he would take him because he's got a lot of DQs. He loves his dude qualities.
All right.
Yeah. That's what you want in a locker room, a dude.
I don't know if you want... The halftime show was pretty funny, too. They were like... The halftime guys obviously don't care as much to frame it up as the in-game live commentator dudes do, so they were just shredding Bortles. They were like, I got to be honest with you guys, Blake Bortles is just terrible. Like, saying stuff like that, which is not what you want.
No.
No, it's not. But they did get the win. Buffalo.
Hey, move on.
That's Buffalo had a very short-lived trip back to the playoffs for the first time in, what, 18 years or whatever?
Well, he's got a playoff win under his belt now. Blake does.
Yeah, everybody's
not
really
a lot of quarterbacks can say that.
Undefeated in the playoffs. Way to go, Bortles. The Buffalo Bills offensive lineman, Richie, incognito, has been accused by Yannick, guy whose last name I'm not going to attempt to pronounce.
Ngaku.
Geico.
So he said he used racial slurs.
All right, so a Jags lineman.
Here's the guy who's been, you know, in the news for a similar thing in the past and bullying his teammate.
We already know he has a pass. The Miami Dolphins locker room gave him a pass.
Yeah.
When all that stuff came out about Martin, that he's bullying him, the Dolphins locker room said, yeah, Richie's got the pass to drop some racial slurs.
Which I cannot... All right, I've met Incognito in real life in Austin at a bar, and I can't put my finger on like what this dude's deal is, but he's not all there.
He's off.
Something's wrong. Like, that whole thing that Dan just described makes it even weirder. All these black dudes come into Richie Incognito's clearly racist defense makes no sense to me. And it's happening again right now. One of his teammates was immediately like, oh, I was lined up next to Richie all game, and if I had heard him say something racist, I would have been the first person to be like, nah, bro, that's not cool. Why the fuck would you have heard everything he said the whole game? What are you listening to him?
I don't know, Richie.
That's
just
what you're paying attention to?
For some reason, Richie has the soft day pass.
But it's bizarre. He's a Trump supporter. He's a hardcore Republican. He's a fucking public Trump supporter. Nobody gets away with shit like Richie does. But for some reason, Richie just he can do anything.
You tend to believe this because, first of all, the Jags won the game. So it's not like you're throwing shade at somebody who, like,
dude,
you know,
this
it,
guy
it's
has
like
no
sour
reason
grapes.
To lie.
Exactly. There's no reason. That's a serious accusation. In today's climate, if you say something like that about somebody, that's serious.
And the thing is, here's Richie Incognito is 1,000% the type of dude who uses that to try to get you to draw a flag. He's trying to get you to commit a personal foul. It's not that I'm not even claiming he's racist. I'm claiming that he would use racism.
Gamesmanship.
Yes. That's what I'm claiming. And I don't think anybody that knows Richie Incognito would argue against that. Like, he is so that dude that would try to get you to fucking grab on his face mask or punch him or whatever because he's dropping the N-bomb.
He's just that giant, white, tatted up meathead.
Oh, my God. He is enormous and terrifying. And if I ever see him again, I hope he doesn't rip my head off. But his whole persona is suspect. I just don't want to be around him. He's just going to get me in trouble. Something's wrong with him. And all that Jonathan Martin shit is so weird. Also, the guy who accused him of this racial slur, Yannick, used the hashtag, like, I'm not Jonathan Martin. Or something like that. Which you got to think Jonathan Martin's sitting at home like,
he's still taking L's,
you,
yeah, but yeah, the situation. Come on, leave him alone.
Anyway, I'm just saying, Incognito's blows. I don't know what this dude's deal is. He can't stop getting involved in stories like this. But also, I will say, in all the ways I'm aware of that racism can be used, using it to attempt to draw a flag in an NFL game is the funniest that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But again, racism bad.
Racism bad.
Obviously, racism bad.
Yeah. Pick a new method there, Richie.
The Titans beat the Chiefs in the most predictable fucking meltdown since I don't even know. Dude.
Andy Reid gets up.
They had nine points they gave the Titans here. That was the easiest bet I've ever placed.
Why was it so predictable for you?
Because the Chiefs fucking are the softest, most pathetic bunch of losers.
This has happened before.
It's just like the Texans, man. If the Texans had 9 points, you would bet against... were giving up nine, you'd bet against them.
A few years ago, they went up like 28-0 on the Colts, right?
And yeah.
Just
same exact thing.
Same thing.
No, Andy Reid is notorious for this, and their reputation is as such that you know... It's like one of those things where you're watching and you can almost feel it. Like all the guys on the field know everybody's talking about this, like the possibility that they'll blow it, and then they do it. Like the self-fulfilling prophecy or something.
Andy Reid didn't even call that bad of a game. Like towards the end, he didn't misuse his timeouts like he usually does.
Dude, he blew a 21-3 lead in a playoff game. You have to call a bad game to blow a 21-3 lead in a playoff game.
I don't think Alex Smith threw an interception, didn't really turn the ball over.
They just watched it crumble.
Yeah.
And they had the, you know, like Mariota's completing a touchdown pass to himself, which hasn't happened since like 1998 or some shit. Which is what, 20 years? 30 years?
20.
If 98 was 30 years ago, I'd be a lot older.
Yeah. About by like 10 years.
About. So, general consensus is that Alex Smith will be traded or...
Which is asinine to me.
Is it?
Yes.
Dude, you got to do something.
Dude, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Then you got to get rid of Andy Reid.
No, you don't get rid of Andy.
Someone has to be held accountable for this.
And he has like, I think he's like a top 5 coach like of all time with wins, right?
You blew a 21-3 lead to the fucking Titans. The Titans are terrible.
Titans are trash.
And
they're truly awful.
If you're a Titans fan, are you kind of upset that you have another year of malarkey now? Like, this saved Mike Mularkey's job.
Okay, that whole
thing
about,
like... And now they're
going to
get fucking trounced.
Mularkey complaining because he got no support from the front office, and then the front office coming out after this win and being like, yeah, no, okay, we support you. It's so sad.
I think Titan fans were kind of cool losing this game if it meant Mularkey was gone.
They know they're not going to win a Super Bowl.
Right, they're not. I mean, we might as well simulate this game against the Patriots. There's no reason to play it. Zero reason to play it.
Losing a playoff game... to any AFC South team when you were up 21-3 at the half is a fireable offense. Immediately. No matter who you are. Andy Reid, dude, watching him walk through the tunnel, there's footage of him walking through the tunnel.
So defeated.
God.
This is his life. This is just...
He dressed up as Santa for the press.
He's living Groundhog Day.
Just a big, fat white guy.
Did you say Groundhog Day?
Groundhog
Day.
But yeah. For real, though, this is... It's getting really sad. With him in these blowing playoff games. Poor bastard. The Alex Smith completed 19 of 23 passes for 231 yards in the first half.
And
then
33
in the second
yards?
Half, 5 passes, 33 yards.
How many attempts?
How does that happen?
How you lose a game to the Marcus Mariota-led Tennessee Titans when you're up 21-3 is...
Yeah, that's real bad when you phrase it like that.
Oh my God, what have you done?
Derrick Henry though is legit as
so. Mahomes, is he good enough to like replace Alex Smith? Like, is he good enough to make Alex Smith trade worthy?
He's got a cannon. He can throw it much further than Alex Smith.
Okay, that's not how you win games.
Even though Alex Smith, I think, had like the top completion percentage as
good.
Yeah, like deep.
Like, he's good.
For deep passes this year, I think he had like the highest completion percentage.
I think you have to blame it on Andy Reid.
How long has Andy Reid been there?
If a long time. If
Wait,
Alex
not,
Smith's
not a long
stats,
time. He was in Philly for 14 years. We got rid of him in 2013. So, yeah, he's been in Chiefs since
he's
2013.
He's had his chance to.
Oh, they're not as long
put
as
together
thought.
A winner.
Yeah, 2012 is when he left, was his last year with the Eagles. I'm just saying, man. That's a bad L. A bad, 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 bad L.
You're losing head-to-head to Mike Mularkey.
And Marcus Mariota.
At home. No
Marcus Mariota's good.
At home. The fucking game was in Kansas City. Watching this one was a joy. Having money on the Titans, I was just like, oh, this is going to be fucking sweet. Even in halftime, I was like, nah, they're covering.
Well, it was a big W for all the Mizzou haters. The state of Missouri haters.
I'm one of those.
You know I am.
I'm one of them.
It was a tough weekend for us.
It was. Fuck you guys.
Missouri blew a basketball game against Florida in a shocking collapse as well.
Man, that's That's too bad.
My friends were on the ledge.
Mike, our bet's coming along nicely.
Push him to the edge. All my friends are dead.
Okay. The Falcons beat the Rams 26-13. Also not entirely shocked by this.
That Atlanta would just turn it on?
Well, and just seeing the season the Rams had.
Super young.
Something was going to go wrong here.
Super young. They'll be back. They're going to be around for a little bit.
I think so. They've got the talent. But, dude, if you look at the Falcons offensively, you knew they were going to have to score more than 13 points to win this game that L.A. was. And they just didn't do it. They just didn't score enough. They don't have enough offensive firepower to keep up with the Falcons. I like Atlanta, man. Matt Ryan's face, something about it bothers me, but everything else about their team I really like.
They are now favored as the sixth seed going into Philly.
Really? It's just his face. He just looks like...
By how much, Dan?
I think 2.5. They're 2.5-point favorites in Philly as a sixth seed. That tells you what Nick Foles is.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not pumped for this game. My dad says he's not worried, so if Waterman Dan is cool with this game, I shouldn't be.
Go with Waterman Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they all say. You're wearing your Philly shirt in support.
My Carson Wentz jersey.
Jersey. Dan's wearing a long sleeve jersey.
Respect.
Respect. What else?
New Orleans beat Carolina 31-26.
Just barely.
They're pretty scary.
Well, they didn't cover, which really bummed me out. Look,
I'm sorry, Ross.
Because they should have. That's why it bummed me out. Cam Newton played unbelievably well in the second half, even with what was almost certainly a concussion.
It was a controversial call, though, right? So at some point, that's all I heard. I didn't actually see
that. He got nailed. He was sitting there. There's a still shot of him being examined on the field, and there's a 0% chance that he knew where he was. He has this look on his face like somebody who just got hit by a car. The NFL's concussion protocol every week just gets put under more and more scrutiny because of stuff like this, but there is no way he passed any type of concussion test. There's no way.
Well, Tom Savage seized in the end zone, and they put him back in the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what what the test is. What do they do in that tent? Whatever. But the thing is, he looked really good with a concussion or without one, whatever. But after, I assume he got one.
And he is really good.
Dude, respect.
The guys around him are not so good.
No, he doesn't have a good receiving core.
No.
But damn, he can throw a football and he can move. He is very, very good.
Most talented NFL quarterback ever?
I don't know. I would like
talent.
To see.
Talent.
I don't know. I can't say ever because I don't have that good of a memory.
It's weird. It's weird to, like, for a quarterback, that's hard to, it's weird to say.
Because you're not
just, like, measured on, like, physical attributes.
Yeah, so many things go into it, right. Like mental, yeah. But he is so fucking good, man. And it is fun to watch him play.
And he is a monster.
But they did not get it done.
Mm-mm. The Saints are going into Minnesota next week.
Which I'm psyched about. I was rooting for the Saints, but again, bummed they didn't cover. There was another weird call at the end of the game where Cam got an intentional grounding penalty, but he was being hit as he threw it. And you would think being hit as you throw it excuses the inaccuracy, right? Like that it doesn't appear to land or go at an eligible receiver. I don't know. It was bizarre, but their coach about had a fucking meltdown. Post game. What's his name?
Riverboat Ron. Ron Rivera. Yeah.
Yeah. But all in all, very good game. Very entertaining. I was happy with it.
OJ Simpson took in a game this weekend, too.
With Bills Mafia.
In Vegas.
Okay. So pictures were surfacing of OJ in a LeSean McCoy jersey, just watching, obviously, the Bills play.
Because he played for the Bills.
And this was a bar in Vegas. Was this like a pay to meet OJ event, or was he just randomly there?
I think it was you had to pay.
Surely it was.
Okay.
This is like
awesome.
A John Daly type
that
of situation.
Is, America is amazing. Imagine that. A guy who committed a double murder and he got
allegedly.
Got extra famous for he was already super famous. Allegedly.
I'm sorry, he was found innocent.
Yeah. He was guilty in civil court.
In civil court. So a guy who very likely committed a double murder, he's out. And he's like a celebrity again. People are showing up to take pictures with the guy.
That's not even what he went to prison for. He went to prison for armed robbery.
In a city In the same city.
An armed robber. A likely double murderer.
And honestly,
and here he is, like, walking the streets of Vegas. Like, people are taking pictures with
him. People are like, juice. And then they take a picture with him real quick.
In OJ's defense.
The guy next to him, in one of the pictures, had the Juice is Loose with a white Bronco on it, T-shirt on.
Dude.
And OJ just, like, ear to ear, smiling, like, just living it up again.
OJ is a scumbag. That's the thing. That's the thing you have to understand. It takes two to tango.
What a country.
And yes, the American people, we are sick.
Time cures all, Ross.
We are sick. No. People were fans of him during the trial.
Oh, yeah.
We're just fucked up. We're just a fucked up place. That being said, OJ is a scumbag. This is a piece of shit.
You wouldn't want to hang out with OJ?
I do not
want to hang novelty out. Of it, sure. Like, no, I fucked around with this weekend.
That's a hell of an Instagram.
That's some risky shit, dude.
No, it's not. That's tight.
I don't think so.
It's not risky. He's old.
This is the type of motherfucker who
he's not gonna slit
lets his
throat.
Boys convince him to go armed rob some dude who's trying to sell OJ memories.
How long ago was that?
That was
a while ago.
Drink a beer next to OJ and pose for a picture with him. I'm not talking about, like, hit the club with him.
I don't want OJ Mojo rubbing off on me, dude.
He's probably got some good stories.
I don't want to hear his fucking stories. I know the stories because they're in the national news.
There was one where he slit two people's throats.
You think he's slaying right now?
Not even just, dude.
You think he's crushing ass?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
like
OJ.
Fucked up ass.
The juice
like
is loose,
really
man.
Fucked up stripper ass.
Some IG thoughts just hitting him up?
No, not IG thoughts. That's too high. The OJ is below Instagram thoughts.
Oh yeah.
He's on strippers and I'm talking not like
Twitter
the,
thoughts?
Not like the hottest stripper in the club either. Like the middle class, middle of the road strippers. Shout out to all the strippers out there working
love
for
you.
That money.
You
OJ did his time, paid. Man. He can have
that
a normal
paper.
Life now.
No, he can't. That is the stupidest. OJ did his time.
Isn't it great that OJ's like the place where he has now found his home is Vegas? Like that is the place where Vegas deserves OJ and OJ deserves Vegas.
I'd rather hang out with OJ than Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Pete
but
Rose
one,
is
one,
much more
one
sad.
One is just like a degenerate. The other one is a murderer.
A legend.
Dude, and not just a murder. Like you said, he slit their throats, but he stabbed the fuck out of these people. Like
yeah,
50
well he didn't.
Something times.
Gloved ain't
he left.
Fit.
He left no.
Must have quit.
Doubt.
Fuck, OJ. Nah, I don't want to. I don't want a picture with him. Please keep OJ away from me. That being said, if I'm in Vegas and I see OJ, I'm probably gonna get that photo.
Would you get him to sign your like to. Ford Bronco?
That's like
Ford Bronco.
That's like the photo.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's it. That's a pinnacle of like celeb run-ins. I think
OJ.
Yes. Yeah.
There's not a better
photo
out there.
The guy's been in prison for a long time.
Okay. Here's
2,000-yard rusher,
everyone
Ross.
Knows who
the
that guy
more,
is.
The more people getting that photo, though, like we saw this weekend, the less
sure.
cool it becomes.
But it's hot right now.
Sure.
Now it's
but
peak.
I don't think it will be for much
it's
longer.
Peak OJ
Look,
photo time.
OJ's charging for pics. That's the spot he's hit. He's charging
he's
50
get that
bucks
money
a pop
somehow,
for
man.
Fucking photos.
Most certainly.
He's been out of work
for
a while.
Photos. Ugh. Anyway. He's in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, our Vegas Golden Knights are second in the entire NHL in points. Have won 9 of their last 10 and sit in first place in the Western Conference. Dylan,
we're doing it.
You got to be so stoked.
We are doing it.
I think a very underrated story is how much Vegas is sweating right now for the people that took like the odds at the beginning of the season because they were the least likely to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. It was
they were the least likely. All
least
the way.
Likely.
By a lot, I
oh,
think.
Shit. Okay.
Like 5,000 to 1, like Leicester City
surely,
type odds.
Surely the Vegas Knights will not win the Stanley Cup.
You don't know that.
You don't know that, man. Island and Misfit Toys comes together.
It would be awesome.
The Stanley Cup goes to Vegas.
Every other NHL team's like rejects just join forces and win a Stanley Cup.
Well, good for the Golden Knights.
We're doing
happy
good
for
me.
Dylan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to your jersey for the playoffs.
Big year for Knights.
All my other teams have failed me, as we know.
That's true.
But not my Golden Knights.
Been a fan since day one.
That's right. Grew up with the jersey. I was born with the jersey on, basically.
You were born with the Golden Knights jersey on your body.
Yeah.
On your little baby body.
Number 69, man.
Number 69. Chivalry.
That's right.
In the NBA... There's not a whole lot to talk about, but let's discuss LeVar Ball's continued domination of the headlines. I've seen more and more arguments about, okay, so LeVar over the weekend said that the Lakers players don't want to play for Luke Walton. which is obviously troublesome because his son is one of those players, and it caused quite an uproar. And at the core of this, we don't have to get into LeVar as a whole, but at the core of it all, the question is, what is happening? Why do we have to talk about this guy all the time? Why is he in the news constantly?
Well, it's our fault.
But that's the thing I wanted to talk about.
It's a meteoric rise.
People say it's the clicks and the tune-ins that make this happen, and that if it wasn't for the clicks and the tune-ins, that he wouldn't be in the news. And I don't necessarily buy into that.
It's infuriating because this guy, LeVar Ball, basically inserted himself into mainstream media. Like, yes, he became like a well-known figure because
he's living.
His obnoxious personality just made it happen.
He's living the modern American dream.
He's like Honey Boo Boo.
And
mom.
It's really infuriating, but at the same time, he gets clicks and people want to follow his stupid ass.
I refuse to believe that.
Oh, I don't.
He has
a
Facebook show.
So Rick Carlisle is like, oh, it's ESPN/the media's fault for publicizing anything this guy has to say. But as a journalist, you kind of have to. If he calls out the head coach of the team that your son plays for, you have to publicize.
Did you see when him and his sons got to Lithuania? Oh my god! The reception they got from the Lithuanians.
I hate this man. I hate his family. I wish failure upon all of them.
I feel truly bad.
But it is our fault. As I'm speaking, as you know,
society,
consumers of media.
He's a real life wrestling heel.
Yes.
And it's fantastic.
He is so fucking obnoxious.
He can cut a promo.
He called out the head coach of his son's head coach.
Did you see
what the fuck?
Luke Walton's response? He's doing the presser after the game or whatever, and somebody was like, "What? You took out Lonzo early or something. What was that about?" And Luke Walton said, "Yeah, well, his dad was talking shit, so I took him out." And gave like a 2-second pause and then was like, then like smiled and let them know he was kidding. Point being, poor Luke Walton.
And they asked Lonzo about it, and he was like, yeah, he's going to say what he's going to say. I can't do anything to stop him.
I feel so bad for Lonzo.
I do, too.
Because he genuinely looks, like, miserable. Like, he kind of wants to kill himself.
He's putting so much pressure on his son. Like, this sucks.
Just wait.
And Luke Walton, he's like, Luke Walton wants this guy.
LeVar's going to figure out a way to stranglehold the L.A. coaching position and take it himself.
Okay, so this other thing he's in the news for right now is that he took that team that he got his two kids signed up for in Lithuania or whatever, and, like, He removed them from the league or something? The whole team is now? They're organizing some kind of tournament?
Oh, no. He's also starting his own alternative to college basketball, which I love. You're going to pay top recruits $10,000.
Fuck those two kids that are not Lonzo. Fuck those two kids for going along with this douchebag dad and doing everything he says. Fuck those kids.
He pulled his son out of UCLA and his other son out of high school. They moved him to Lithuania to make, like, I don't know, $80,000 a year playing basketball, whatever. I don't know what they're making. But
fuck these trash humans.
It's terrible.
Do not call them trash.
They're trash.
They are.
This family is
unbelievable.
Pure trash.
No, LeVar is a genius. I mean, just not even like a month ago, he was going head-to-head with President Trump.
Fix your teeth, LeVar.
In a debate.
The Better Business Bureau has given the Big Baller brand an F rating. Just wanted to share that, so.
Well, that's because it's terrible. The shoes they're putting out are awful. And they keep making
these $500.
And they make these kids wear them. Like, Lonzo wore like a new version, a new colorway or some shit. It's like the Zoe XO. Everything about Big Baller Brand is awful. Everything about it. It's not funny. I don't know why so many people support this dude.
Well, like this time last year, like the Ball family was like nothing. And it's just a meteoric rise. You have to respect that.
No.
They are something now.
But
that's the American dream.
Is it worth doing that when
no.
yes.
so many people just think you're a douchebag?
I mean, yeah, probably. It's probably worth it.
I don't think it is.
He is going to make money off of this for the rest of his life.
If I could hand you, $10 million and like, hey, by the way, everyone in this world fucking hates you.
Not everyone hates him.
Dan likes him.
Dude, yes. Yeah, you don't actually like him.
No, I respect the hell out of LeVar.
You don't actually like
LeVar. I do.
No, you don't.
I love LeVar Ball.
He is impossible to like.
How? If you just take him for what he is, it's awesome.
Ugh.
I can't anymore. I'm sick of it.
He's a wrestling heel.
But this is the real world, lady.
And he's using like his kids as lady. Pawns and all this shit.
That's the part
that's
that freaks
fucked.
Me out. And just the look in Lonzo's eyes. Every time he's on the court, every time he takes one of those ugly-ass jump shots, every time he's doing an interview.
He feels embarrassed to be out there.
You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck my life. That's what he's thinking.
Do you, you think his youngest son wanted to be pulled out of his high school to go to Lithuania?
I didn't even know you could legally do that.
Dude's about to get paid, though.
Lithuania. Where is Lithuania? No one knows.
Eastern Europe.
There's a story in the New York Daily News today, and here's a quote. This company does not offer refunds, read one reviewer. I purchased two items, and I was told there would be a 1 to 2 week delay. I've been waiting 6 weeks now, and when I asked them why it was taking so long, quote, I was called a small baller. At this point, I believe they have decided to steal my money.
How do you hate this?
Okay,
you
that's
have
fantastic.
You have to shut that down.
Dude,
you can't operate.
LeVar
like that.
Is taking that money and sitting courtside at Lakers games like three seats down from Spike Lee and
shit.
Not
even sending people their shit.
And not even sending them the items. And the shirts are just three B's, and underneath it says Big Baller Brand. And he dresses like fucking... If you buy clothing from a man who dresses like shit, what does that say about you?
It's incredible, too, because like, he's actually in pretty good shape. And you can't tell by the shirts that he wears.
No, because he dresses like shit.
Dude, he's got like a six-pack.
For real?
Yes. Do you remember when he was on Monday Night Raw and he came running down shirtless? He was old man jacked.
Okay, he doesn't have a six-pack, Dan. I'm looking at it. But yeah, he's pretty good shape for an old... Okay, kind of has a six-pack.
Yeah.
He's in pretty good shape for an old dude.
But he wears like XXXXL shirts, so you can't tell.
LeVar, Lonzo, LaMelo. I hate these fucking people. I hate them all. I really do. And, you know, that's what they want.
Oh, God.
We're feeding the machine, and we can't stop.
Dude, he's going to run out.
Kawhi's hurt. Shoulder's torn or something.
Again?
Yeah.
He tried to come back, or?
He has a partial tear in his left shoulder.
He'd probably just wait till the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm out on the NBA till the playoffs this year.
Because Harden's
hurt.
That's me every year.
I can't. Yeah, I know, but normally I watch like every single game. I can't stop. This year, I'm out. Hit me up when the playoffs are here.
I don't know. The Sixers are starting to hit their stride, so.
We missed a couple of NFL notes, if we could double back real quick. Well,
sure.
The Bears have hired Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy as their head coach as of this morning, who's someone I've never heard
of before. Well, it's breaking news on the ESPN app.
That's right.
That's good.
And Pink, the performer, is going to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
That's
Do you guys
awful.
Have any thoughts on that?
I have absolutely no
thoughts on that.
A very, very good voice, Pink. I will say that. I'm not a fan of hers or her music, but she's a good singer.
I just wonder what kind of prop bets they'll come up with for her performance. That's all I really
JT's
care about.
JT's doing halftime. That's the real thing I'm looking forward to, you know? I'm not. His new song is shit.
Oh, I haven't heard
I'm
it yet.
I'm not on Justin Timberlake, too. Yeah, it's. I don't think it's good. The fact that you haven't heard it is very telling.
I knew that it was releasing last Friday,
days,
but I forgot about
or
it.
3 days. Four. It's been out.
Friday.
Whatever. Are you a big JT guy before this?
I was.
I think he's got some fantastic music.
With like Jay-Z?
No.
No.
That's a terrible fucking song. That's a terrible song.
His last album was good.
Every album he's ever put out is good. I'm not saying his album won't be good, but that song, the single he put out is not. We're a Justin Timberlake podcast now. Hey, call our hotline and tell us what you think about JT's new song. 800-392-6344. We play the best calls on our Thursday show. Ask us a question, leave a rant, talk about your favorite team, talk about Andy Reid and how he blew it, how you're ashamed as a Chiefs fan, or you know what you think about the Bears hire, or what you think about how Philly's doing in the NBA, or I don't whatever. That's you can talk about whatever you want. 800-392-6344. And that's it.
And he shouts.
Shouts to Dustin Johnson.
For yeah. The best drive I've ever seen.
Who is an absolute freak.
He won by 8 strokes. And he hit the single best drive I've ever seen.
I don't know how it stopped.
420 yards within
433
like
yard par 4 that he hit within, I don't know, 7 inches.
Within a foot.
Yeah.
And it kind of just like stopped rolling. It looked like it was going right in the cup and just stopped.
That was the sound of that.
It was one of the most demoralizing things I've ever watched, like for myself personally. Like watching him hit that shot over and over, I watched it like 50 times, made me feel small as a human.
Demoralizing. Imagine if you're like on the tee box with him, if you're his partner and you're watching this monster
do
this
thing.
Yeah,
but at least then you're a professional golfer. Like how am I supposed to go out and hit a driver ever again. I hit a 200-yard driver and go home and have sex with my wife. How am I supposed to do that?
You can't have sex that night.
No.
No.
Come on. I can't do it.
Put your piece
away.
Well,
there's
no
the
point in being and me playing golf anymore because it's so sad compared to what he's doing.
Did you see Paulina's ring when they had the close up when they hugged after embraced each other? It's a big old rock.
Yeah, he's doing life okay right now.
Man, we ate dinner with him once.
I heard. Well, you saw him.
Yeah, I mean, he was at the same restaurant. We ate with him pretty much.
Count it.
Yeah. Yeah, good Lord. Yeah, that's a big ring, man. That's not small. I mean, it shouldn't be. 3 months' salary for him now is like $30 million or some shit. Anyway, we'll be back on Thursday. We'll talk about how the national championship went, obviously. Yep. Hopefully Georgia will win.
Georgia hopefully. Covers under. Let's go.
Shouts to the dogs. Hitmanoutfitters.com. Use the code UNDERBOY. Get 15% off that order of over $125 or more, including free shipping. Give us a rating and a review. And then follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow me everywhere, Ross at WR Bolin. Dan, where can you be followed?
Dan_Regester on Twitter and Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat.
What about you, Dylan?
At D Shivery, Instagram and Twitter, CHEVERERE.
We've really enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Thursday. Come back then. Peace.
Goodbye.